as a black man, we only see ourselves one way from the media. And even in the schools, you know, they'll talk on slavery, civil rights movement, to Barack Obama.
Right.
Well, we're the first people on this earth.
Haitian Power, welcome back to the Raw Success Podcast. My name is True Capra, and this is...
Mac Bonet.
Yeah, the crazy Haitian.
Yes.
So, we are in our series, What I Did Right in My Teens. And if you're interested, check out the video where we discuss what we did wrong in our teens. Powerful video, I'm telling you. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Send it to all the teenagers in your life. So, number one, I'll start it off. One thing that I did right as a teen and in my teens is I acquired knowledge of self through the Nation of Gods and Earths, also known as the 5% Nation. Pivotal, powerful, impactful point in my life because it gave me a sense of awareness of history. And I would say one of the most important things that led me to the point where I'm reading and doing all this research and so forth, it gave me a love for studying, a love for reading, a love for wisdom. And I would say, too, that I was exposed to my first mentors, you know, through the Nation of Gods and Earths. And, you know, I developed an amazing network of friends and associates. And I think that that's important in life. You know what they say, right? Birds of a feather flock together. So I definitely have met some dope people in my journey of having knowledge of self as a foundation. And it put me on the path of refinement. And so what I mean by refinement is by improving my life, you know, even from eating better, thinking better, acting better. All of that was through the channels and pathways of knowledge of self.
Yes, that's powerful. That's powerful.
I went from being Bloodshot, that was my street name, to True, who I am now.
Indeed.
Grateful.
Indeed. So one of the things that I did right in my teens was buy my first stock.
Oh, so you did that as a teen?
18 years old.
Wow.
I still remember. The first stock I bought was Nike.
Damn, at 18, I was buying crack. You buying stocks out here. That's crazy.
The second stock I bought was Pepsi. And, you know, I fell in love with the stock market at a young age, you know. I didn't really know much about it in school, but, this is actually one of the other things that I did right, so I'm not going to expound on that part yet, but it just made me learn about just money, and some of the tools. So I looked into the stock market and just bought. I just went in, and it was pivotal. It actually, so my first international trip to DR was paid completely through stock money.
Wow. that's fire.
Yeah, so that was a great thing, and that's something I'm still passionate about, you know, just the stock market. So yeah, definitely big thing.
Yeah. You know, I want, if I may just go back a little bit to my number one about knowledge of self, because I want to, so for those that's listening, you know, if a teenager is listening now, it's okay, oh, well, where do I get knowledge of self from?
Yeah.
What do I do with that? I would say I don't want to promote no one place or one thing or one system or what have you. I would just say if you want to start with knowledge of self, just start by reading books. Learn about your history. Learn about who you are. And whatever avenue you choose, whatever resources you have, that's a great start. And that'll lead you towards the path that's meant for you. So the second one for me is, so I'm not proud of this and I'm not promoting this, but during my teens, I was living a life of crime. And part of that was selling drugs. And the right thing, how can you do a right thing and a wrong thing? Yes, you can, you know, is that I treated it like a business. I didn't burn anybody. I saved my money. You know, I treated it with respect. And I created an exit strategy and plan. Like, I knew I couldn't be a drug dealer for the rest of my life. And so I would say that the second thing that I did right, because you got to remember, this is about our life and our circumstances and what are we doing with life, is that I for the most part, I treated the drug business, you know, like a business, you know, and I just knew that I needed to do better. And that's what I did eventually.
Yes.
And I got out. Most if you're into that, get out. And if you're not into that, don't get in it.
So another thing that I did right, which kind of, it's correlates with your number one, was I picked up reading, actually. And it was interesting because in school, I hated to read.
Me too. And I know.
I hated to read.
Yeah.
But once I got out, I stumbled upon the autobiography of Malcolm X, which brought me to the book by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Message to the Black Man?
Message to the Black Man, which brought me to just so an array of different books. Niggas the Gods by Akil.
And part one?
Yes, part one and part two.
The Red Book.
You know? Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Which then led me to books. And just within the books, it had my own internal journey, because I was still at that age, and for the listeners as well, you're still learning who you are, you know, and those books really made me understand, because as a Black man, we only see ourselves one way from the media, and even in the schools, you know, they'll talk on slavery to civil rights movement to Barack Obama.
Right.
But we're the first people on this earth, you know?
The
so
original people.
Exactly. So so just discovering that built confidence in me, which helped me grow throughout my entire life. And I'm glad that I learned that I picked up those books, because now that's the foundation, and everything that I do now, all the successes that I have, is building on that foundation, so those principles will always be intact.
You know, number one for me was knowledge itself, but he did such an amazing job explaining the importance of knowledge itself, because the same benefits that you experience are the same benefits that I experience. So something that I learned in NLP, my young people, and we're still young too. Something that I learned in NLP is, once a fluke, twice a pattern, three times, definitely a pattern. So I said it, that's a fluke, right? He said it, that's a pattern. And I'm pretty sure we got my man Culture behind the boards. If I bring him behind this mic, he'll talk about the benefits of him acquiring knowledge of self and reading some of these same similar books. Culture, am I right?
Yes, sir.
You heard him, see? You know, so there you go. He just puts you on a certain possible path for you, maybe depending on the listener. So indeed, the three for me, number three, it's not even really that deep, but it's important for me, is another thing that I did right as a teen is I became an archiver. So back then, and Culture knows, I was always taking pictures. You know, and you got to remember, back then it wasn't cool to take pictures, especially like when you live in a street life. You know what I mean? That wasn't the thing that you did. And my friends would be annoyed at the fact that I always wanted to take pictures. And now that we're much older men, you know, they all appreciate it. I appreciate it. And it's also something that we can possibly use to tell our story. You know, one of the things that I have on my bucket list and plans and projects is my autobiography. and also documentary about my life. And so little did I know that I have, I don't have video footage because we didn't have camera phones back then, but I at least have some pictures and stuff like that. And it's just super cool to see everybody, you know what I mean? Like where they are now, like Coach who's behind the board, who has a major, major high position at the company where he works for. And I got pictures of him and I, you know what I mean? We're like this, you know, doing the fake guns up. You know what I'm saying? At a crazy wild event. So just to be able to have like the comparison and contrast where, because not everybody has pictures like that. And so just archiving, you know? And so what I would say a message to the young people, because I feel like everything should have a message, is where you are now is not necessarily where you'll be in the future. And just know that if you do your best, that you'll be in a better position. And if you don't do your best and you don't take heed to some of the things that you know you should be doing and some of the things you should not be doing, just know that the future awaits for you and it may be harder for you.
Good, powerful points. And the third one that I had was traveling.
Man, you were traveling as a teen like that?
Well, 19 is still teen, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, definitely. It just made it, but at 19 was when it was the first time that I left the state. Not this wasn't nothing international or anything like that. It was a trip to Florida, you know, and enjoyed myself.
That's dope.
But yeah, so as you may know, as I'm sure they know, I was born in Haiti.
Okay.
I came in Haiti, came to the U.S., to New Jersey specifically at the age of 6.
Mm.
From 6 on until 19, I never really went anywhere. You know, I have strict Haitian parents, you know, so maybe to the city.
You didn't even go back to the motherland? You didn't go back to Haiti?
I haven't been back to Haiti since. That's definitely on the short to-do list. Gotcha. But, yeah, and that's something that I've noticed with a lot of us, you know, where we're here in New Jersey. I know so many people that haven't even been to Atlantic City, and they live right here in New Jersey.
Wow.
You know, I know New Yorkers that say they've never been to, you know, like the Statue of Liberty or
right.
anything like that. You just stay confined to where you are and to what you know, especially if you're part of, you know, just that urban and hood lifestyle. Like, this is it. You know, this is what we're used to. And you just find comfort in that, you know, even if it's violence or whatever it is,
right.
you find comfort in it. And leaving that atmosphere is awkward.
Right.
You know, but just traveling and leaving and seeing things that, you know, is bigger than New Jersey.
Wow.
You know, was very powerful, you know. So I know you travel a lot as well. You mentioned
that
prior video. So
definitely.
I'm sure you could relate to just it opening up your mind.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Around that time, I was so stuck on my block, because I was scared that scared is the right word, that I would lose my clientele.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So this was a lot of people don't know this about the streets. I knew people, right, who were considered like squares. You know what I'm saying? They didn't live the street life. They went to school, you know, the good life, so to speak. They were having more fun than us drug dealers with all the money.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because they were experiencing different things.
Mm-hmm.
While we were confined to our block because of the relationship to drug dealer and the fiend, you know, because there's no loyalty there. So if you're not there, then the fiend or the customer or whatever goes somewhere else, there's a possibility that they would never come back. So you felt almost trapped. I mean, they actually call it trapped too for multiple reasons and confined to the block. But however, I did travel at a young age, and then eventually, obviously, when I got out, I continued to travel, and huge benefit. I actually think it's one of the reasons why I think the way I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's what's up. So,
absolutely.
There you have it. The things we did right as a teen. If you know a teenager, listen, Tell them to tune in, share this video with them, press that like button, subscribe, and check out our other video about the things we did wrong.
And real quick, before we log off, let's also invite them. If you know something that you did that was right, comment below. Somebody else might see it, you know?
Definitely.
Let's see. I'm looking forward to hearing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Peace and power. Peace.
Peace.